If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We did it! We did it! We finished the show! What is up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining us. It is another Thursday. That means you watched another 2 hours of Married at First Sight, and because, as you know, it was decision day, that means we are done with this season. Yeah, everybody just give yourselves a round of applause. This was a rough season. We made it through. We're excited to talk to you about it and give you kind of our overall wrap-up thoughts. My name is Mike Thieling. Of course, I am just one of the panelists here today. I am one half of Team Married. I'm joined by my cohort, the other married person. I don't know where you are in this grid on the actual YouTube, but you're below me, above me,
yeah, to left, yeah, right. I'm below you. Hey, guys. Good to see you virtually. I am ridiculously excited to talk about D-Day. Even though we have our answers, there's still tons to talk about. So I'm excited.
And the team that this season ended up winning out over Team Married, as they should have with this group. Let's start out. Team Single, Lanisha.
Hey, all the single ladies, let's go.
Lanisha, you look a little dressed up. Is there a quarantine date going on?
The finale, you know, so I had to do my own little decision day, and I say yes to me, just like Mindy, you know.
I'm going to introduce our final panelists, but one of the biggest disappointments from this panel due to coronavirus was that we didn't get more suitors for Lanisha. We had Paris, and we're going to have other fun ideas for, like, first dates. We had a competition going, so we'll wait till the next season. But, of course, rounding out Team Single is Ken.
Yes, Team Single. And this season just helped me realize why I am Team Single and thankful to be Team Single with these options that are out there.
Oh, my gosh, man. It's
I don't know, Ken.
It's looking rough. Guys, once again, you know how we do this show. Probably do it a little bit different tonight, actually. We're going to go through couple by couple. I think I'm just going to go in the order that we had the decisions. And I think we're just basically, you know, we'll talk a little bit about last night's episode. But in general, we'll just give our overall thoughts, I think, for the whole season on each couple. Because we were essentially right 100% on what the decisions were going to be. The show tried to fake us out a little bit, but they couldn't pull the wool over our eyes. We knew what was going on. And then I know TK is in the chat. Shout out, I would say, today more than normal. Let's hear more from everybody watching and get some more insights, because otherwise we're going to talk real fast. We basically said all the critiques of these couples already. Special shout out, of course, to Lawrence Bullock. Hope I'm saying your last name right, my friend, for the $10 super chat. Thank you so much. We appreciate all your support. And we love seeing all of you guys here. Hope you're doing really, really great in the continued quarantine. So let's jump right off first. Look, guys, Lifetime wanted to start us out on a happy note. So we started with Jessica and Austin. As if there was actual drama or anything going on, or we thought they were going to say anything but no. Pastor Cal you know, we brought him in. Pastor Cal really hit the nail on the head that the actual word love is not as important as the actions and the feelings and how they're actually living together. And then, of course, they said yes. I mean, I'll just start it out for me. From day one, we thought Jessica, I thought Jessica and Austin were a little odd. They seemed very not touchy-feely, kind of awkward and whatever. But very quickly, this was obviously a perfect match couple. There's been very little drama except for his, you know, his job, which again, it doesn't seem like it really matters. And I, honestly, I don't even know. I don't, there's not much to say. I'm going to start with Ken. Give us some final thoughts on this couple as they've agreed to maintain matrimony.
Final thoughts on Jessica and Austin. We knew that they would get this far. We knew that this would happen. We had our reservations at the beginning.
There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
But they've proven to be that couple that everybody is rooting for. And sure, it is within good reason because they both said yes. And I mean, a lot of the trivial things that they were worried about, I mean, it was just seems like to just keep the show going and to have some type of drama. But excited for Jessica and Austin and just glad that they said yes.
Wenisha?
Yes. Oh, this is my favorite awkward couple. They just blossomed. I honestly do agree with Pastor Cal, like actions speak louder than words. And a lot of times love is just thrown out there. So I'm really happy that Austin really respected that word and he waited and he put the action towards it and everything behind it. And I'm happy that they were able to talk to each other because they ended on a bad note. So I'm happy they were able to like see from each other, like, okay, we're still good. We had a little beef, but we're still good. So that way it made like the decision, I feel like, a little bit more easier.
Guys, if you're watching us, put right now in the chat thoughts on Jessica and Austin so that TK can read them after she gives us her opinion.
Yes, yes. Well, first I am going to sip in celebration. Shout out to Paige W. This is carrot juice in my So I said to the celebration of Jessica and Austin. Mike is drinking my liquor for me. Thank you. No, I'm so excited. I mean, obviously, we wanted them to last. They were our go-to couple. I'm really excited. I had a feeling that he was either going to completely say no for like really weird reasons, kind of maybe because he's like on the lesser end. But I'm super excited, and I kind of had a feeling that he was either going to say no for something crazy, or he was going to tell her that he loved her on D-Day. And that's exactly obviously what happened. So super excited about that. I'm more so excited for them simply because they're the epitome of obviously what it takes to work in marriage, right? So they meet a stranger, go through this journey. But for me, what stood out was they both said that they learned something from one another. So whenever, you know, they were doing recaps, like, okay, tell us about your journey. Most of the couples kind of went into, well, he did this, she did that, I'm not really happy, this is why, blah, blah, blah. But they went through and said, you know what, it was tough, it wasn't easy, but I learned a lot about myself. I learned this, I learned that. So they were the one couple that said they both learned something about themselves. And I think that is why they made it to the end, because you know, marriage makes you a better person. Is it easy? Hell no. Is it worth it? Absolutely. And it always makes you a better person. If it doesn't make you a better person, then you're probably not with the right one. But I love that about them.
That's awesome. I completely agree. I saw a lot of people, positive stuff in the chats. Jazzy, Jessica and Austin are a match made on reality TV. Hopefully Jessica turns it down a little bit with being impulsive and controlling. I think that's just a little bit of the TV persona coming out. But everybody basically saying no surprise. Brion Douglas, I'm glad he finally said I love you. Rose, Jessica, and Austin are awesome. Sounds like you guys love them just as much as we do. I will not go to TK for the last review so that she can actually read some of these. Bad moderating. That's my bad. Let's move on. From a bad moderation to a bad couple, Taylor and Brandon. This is strange, right? For some reason, and we're probably just going to give the same excuses or explanations as we always do. We think in general, I think the consensus is that Taylor wanted a lot of screen time. She tried to keep this kind of ruse up so that she got more screen time. It seems like she really wanted to be on TV, which is interesting because the experts asked Zach, did you just do this for TV? And Moore should have been like, are you keeping this train wreck together, Taylor, just for TV? I don't know. It seemed weird. And then, of course, Brandon comes on, and he is Brandon. And as longtime friend of the show, viewer Mr. Aliwada pointed out, major pit stains, sweating like a racehorse, because he came in late, first of all, right? Very disrespectful. And then decides he has to go and pee 5 minutes in, and then just randomly comes back. He's weird the whole time. Like, hello, everybody. Like, dude, just say hi. Sorry, I'm late. Whatever. It's weird the whole time. And then at the end, of course, he says he's never had this much trouble in a relationship. And I just thought there's a reason why you're on the reality dating show. It's just not working out for you. Let us start. Those are some final thoughts on this couple that I think just should have ended it, like Mindy and Zach, and just not been on the show anymore. Let's hit Lanisha. Give us some overall final thoughts on these two.
Total waste of time. I think I believed in them when they were separate and I didn't see them together. And I believed in that couple because they look nice. But once I saw them together, like immediately at the wedding, I knew they weren't for each other. And my sides kept switching up. Like first I was like, ew, Brandon. And then I was like, ah, but your other girl, Taylor, is kind of messing up too. And they're just not a good match. But we've had heard from the comments, which I like that we were getting those insights, that Brandon was technically supposed to be with two different women before they got to Taylor. So she wasn't even supposed to be with him in the first place. And I honestly do feel like this was a waste of time. And they should have just called it quit like Mindy and Zach. And I don't even know what was the point of Brandon showing up there. It seems to me like he wanted to like spy on her to like hear what she had to say.
Yeah.
But I'm a little disappointed that I didn't get to hear what his decision would have been.
That's a great point.
I wanted to know.
Yeah, we said when we were watching, I wish that they had to write down their answers so that we could actually see and find out their initial intentions going in. I want to toss this out, and Lanisha, you can respond, and then we'll pass it over to TK. The like off-camera canoodling, and it seemed like they were cuddling and starting to get along because the cameras weren't on. To me, that didn't make any sense. You know, if you're camera shy, you could just say that, and you kind of don't have to be a jerk just in general, right? What did you make of that? If that was actually true and honest and good relationship, wouldn't their answer at decision day be, we made some progress, let's continue, we don't have to get divorced because that would be kind of final, but let's keep dating and kind of see where it goes instead of they very much just split.
Yeah, a lot of people in the chat are obviously, shout out to Perry Tang said, what's up with the secret security footage? Do you suppose they knew that it was on? I think that it was old. I don't know. I'm going with that just because who knows? Like really, honestly and truthfully, we can all speculate all night. Who knows? I'm just going to roll with that it was old because at the end of the day, like I know that she kept saying, we spend a lot of time together with the cameras on. We spend a lot of time now with the cameras on. Like now we spent, like it was almost insinuating that it was new. So I don't feel like he would act the way that he acts on camera. And I don't think that his response and his actions would have been, I don't know, the answers would have, it was just off to me. But TDI Parts is kind of taken up for Brandon and says they made him late twice. That's why he was frustrated.
Let's,
you know, he's on to that.
Let's go in on that, because that's a great point. The show, the producers, ugh, made him late to his job. Just, he was obviously, you know, handcuffed to the chairs and forced to talk about his amazing relationship with Taylor. Wasn't allowed to leave, like prison. This is, you know, Joe Exotic is in prison, okay? Joe Exotic can't leave to go back to the zoo. Brandon could go to work whenever he felt like it. And you know he signed a contract to be on TV, okay? If he had let the producers in the van, they would have driven right back to DC or whatever, and he could have gone right to work. I don't really get what his job was at a festival. Is he like literally working the booth selling beers? I thought he was like a distributor. Whatever.
I mean, honestly, I would be upset, but it's not all the producers' fault. Can production take forever? Let's be real. We're all kind of in this industry. It's never on time. Sure. Ever on time. So I get it. I would be frustrated too. But at the end of the day, he added to it. So it's not like you're really doing things to hold it up. TM in the chat says, did Taylor make Brandon think she would say yes and Brandon would say no? Because he seemed disappointed because it didn't call it off. I guess because he kept saying, I'm done. But he didn't officially call it off. So if he was really done, I guess TM is trying to question, if he was really done, would it have been over? So just want to kind of toss that out there too.
Like, did Taylor play him one last time? Like, no, I'm going to say yes.
And like then-
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Was she trying to hang out with him off camera to then like string him along because she wanted the power? Like she wanted the, you know, the power of going first and saying no. I don't know.
She wanted more camera time. That's what it was. She wanted more camera time.
Wanted more camera time.
And production, as far as the whole production thing, there's called an Uber, okay? There's Uber, there's Lyft, there's many ways you could go, but he decided to do the production car.
Let me toss it. What about you? Yeah, Ken.
Yeah, it's hard to be empathetic with Brandon or Taylor. As she was sitting there, the experts were talking, and even when Brandon came in with that typical Brandon attitude, Taylor, she sat there and, you know, just looking a little bit disappointed. It's like every time Brandon, he always tries to find an excuse for his behavior, his not behavior, and it just seems like that's something that's happened since the beginning. So with Brandon and Taylor, kind of
production, definitely. He's in sales, right? How many sales organizations are going to be like, oh, you have to stay longer and be on TV and become more of a celebrity so that people will want to meet with you even more? We're really upset that you didn't make it to hawk some beer for like an extra hour. I don't buy that he was actually in trouble. Late, yeah, but I bet his job didn't even care anyway. And I think he's just making up an excuse to be pissy in general.
Yeah, I think the whole late thing, it is what it is. I know there's not a whole lot of interesting things on this topic, but I do want to say, Design Lady, shout out in the chat, hello. Says, Brandon was at the after party restaurant with the other couples. I didn't see this.
Me either.
It says, he was wearing a black leather jacket and was sitting next to Derek. Look for his hand when they're toasting. They edited him out.
So I thought that hand was Michael's.
I thought it was Mike's because the lighting can make you kind of like look a little lighter. You know how it can flush you out a little bit?
Well, I thought it was Michael's bracelet for some reason.
Yeah, and I remember the jacket, like, Michael was what he was wearing. He was wearing, like, black and blue or something like that. So, I don't know. I gotta look again. But I just thought that was interesting because I feel like I missed something. I don't miss it too often.
So no, let me that toss. Means you really got beef with production.
Right. They were like, yeah. Here's the final FBI. Last thing I think about this couple, because we've kind of trashed both of them now, and we kind of say we're kind of suspect about both of them. Do we give Taylor credit in the beginning? Looking back, do you think at the beginning she was here for the right reasons? Because personally, I think it was the honeymoon, and right after that, and that real big fight with production and the FU and all that kind of stuff, that she really like shut down after that, and there was no coming back. And maybe now it was, well, I might as well get some TV time out of it and whatever. Do you guys think she went into it at least with the right intentions?
I agree. I believe that she went into it with those intentions. And after that first night, it took an immediate pivot from, I want to be in love, I want to meet my husband, be with my husband, love him, to, oh no, I got Brandon and he's acting strange and crazy, but I still want to be on TV. So let me make this work. That's all.
Yeah, I think she 100% wanted to be the Instagram couple, the power couple. She wanted to find her Jay-Z and Beyonce. It wasn't 100% that she was totally in it for love, but I feel like she was like, you know what? I want to be married. Oh my gosh, what better way than to tie two things together? And then we can be this power couple. We can be the, what's love? Love is Blind couple, the ones that we absolutely love.
Oh, Lauren and Cameron.
Lauren and Cameron. Damn, I did that show. I don't remember.
I feel like she wanted that. And then it was going to like blow up from there. And they were going to have this couples podcast and all, you know, like all this stuff. But no. Sorry, honey.
I most definitely think that she wanted love in the beginning. I honestly do believe that she went with the right intentions. But I think she kind of thinks, well, that little evil mind, that petty Miss Pettybell came and was just like, oh no, I just got the end of the stick. I'm going to make the most out of this end of the stick. I'm going to make sure I get famous off of this. You're going to stay here. You're going to be with me. You want ugly. Now you got ugly. You could have had sweet Taylor. Taylor was sweet in the beginning, but now she just turned a whole nother. We saw another side of Taylor. Like
everybody saw another side.
Yeah. Yes. I want to know his infamous lawsuit. We're going to have to dig like deeper, keep up with the news there. Cause a lot of people in the chat, Millen Monet, maybe, shout out to, Breon Douglas, Jazzy Babes, Rose Manos. It's Ray Ray. Shout out to all of you guys for joining us in the live chat. Drop your comments. We'll kickstart a couple, start loading us down with the comments and we'll read them throughout.
Please do. We're moving on to couple number three, of course, Lanisha's brainchild, just nest egg, whatever you want to call, just like her little babies, just amazing, amazing match. Mika and Michael. we go to episode and Mike says, this isn't what he expected. And I said, no bleep, Mike, you did a terrible job. So as they go through with the experts, essentially boiling it down, Michael says, you know, I made a bunch of mistakes, but the next day I was just right there and I just kept trying and I kept putting in the effort. And I was like, bro, that's not the point. This is like silly mistakes you should have been making. And the thing that really got me was that, one, of course she said no, right? I think with very, very easy rationale. I don't actually know who my husband is. I feel like I can't trust him. I don't know what he's told me, what is true and what's not. And then going forward, how do I know he's being truthful in general? I was amazed personally how upset Michael was. Like he actually thought this was going to go on. Like he was doing a great job. And then he said, I came into this as open and honest as I could be. And I thought, dude, of anything you could say, that's not it. I haven't been fighting for Michael at all. Right. But I know over and over, week after week, I keep saying this is an easy fix. Even on their last dinner, their very last dinner, the last chance, he could have said, look, I've had a really hard time with this. You've heard all the excuses and explanations from me and my sister. I think we got a connection. I really like you. I want this to work right now. I'm going to be completely honest. You ask me whatever you want. Let's start with the stuff I already know. This is how much I make. This is blah, blah, blah. I don't teach yoga. I want to be 100% with you so that we can make something out of this. But he's like still lying anyway. So, you know, I love Pastor Cal just giving a little shrug. And this is another one. I think obviously from his reaction, we know Michael would have said yes. I mean, Ken, bleh. What is there to say about them anymore? Like, I think Mika gave him enough of a shot. Why is he so surprised?
What you pointed out when he said, I came in this marriage as honest as I could be. I immediately thought, that's all you got? Those are the only truths that you have to provide? Like, that was the huge red flag. Like, whoa, that's all he had. That's all the truth that he had.
That was the best he could do.
Best he could do. When he got so upset during that, the talking to the experts, it just reminded me of the boy who cried wolf. Like, Michael, I'm sorry. You have lied to, like, at this point, is your name even Michael? Like, and this was taped last year. And let's just say that Mika, she was practicing social distancing on that couch with him. So I knew that it was not, she had her hair all put together, had on her dress. She's like, look, after this, I'm about to go find me a husband, one that doesn't constantly lie. So he's been lying since the wedding day. Mika was over it. I really want Michael to really kind of, we all during this quarantine time need to have a lot of self-reflection. Yeah. So Michael, it just seems like he has a lot of problematic relationships or behaviors and things with people. And it just turns people off and turns people away. But he, like, I feel like nobody even knows who Michael is. The producers are like, this is not the guy we interviewed.
Yeah, yeah. And she even said, I think we were matched based on who Michael's told them he was, but that's not who he actually is. And it's funny that you mentioned that, Ken, because didn't we come to find out, like, week two that Mika is not her real name? Interesting. TK.
Yeah.
We're going to save Lanisha for the end, of course, because these are just her favorite people. So what's your final thoughts on these two?
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
First thought was, honey, Mika came to slay tonight. First of all, when I first saw her look, I was like, hold on a second. These curls are fantabulous. Where were these the whole season? And then I was like, hold on a second. You came to get a divorce because you know how you're about to break up with somebody and you try to look your absolute best. You're like, oh, I'm bringing it tonight because you are going to miss me when I say goodbye. Mm-hmm. I love it. So shout out to Rose Manos that agreed with me there. Jazzy Babe said, can you imagine if Mike didn't say that he needed the panties on the honeymoon? Wow, they may have actually made it. I honestly, in the pit of my tummy, I was like, ooh, girl, do not let this man talk you into feeling bad for him just based on the last 3 days that he's been honest. We still never even saw them swim with dolphins. Let's not forget about that.
Yeah, he bought tickets. They got tickets, right?
No, let's not forget about that part.
Scrolling.
Yeah, scrolling, nothing at all. But Hafsa M, shout out, says that he kind of felt bad for Mike, but he had ample amount of time to bring it on back. For this couple, I just think I'm super happy that she didn't obviously say yes. I am 100% so ridiculously proud of her. She gets all of my kudos because her progress on the show, she didn't end up with a husband, whatever. That's the goal, is to find love and to learn something and progress. So even through all this, she was like, look, I learned a few things about myself, and this is what's going to take me into my next relationship. And I 100% stood up literally and gave her a round of applause on that, just because she learned something. She admitted she learned something. And that could be the reason why she kind of applied for the show in the first place, because she hadn't maybe gotten all of those things and hadn't found the right person. So shout out to her. That's pretty much all I have to say. I was just super excited that she didn't say yes, because for a half of a second, I was a little worried. I was like, oh, Lord.
I did not think so. I want to shout out Jazzy Babes again in the chat. Talking about how Jazzy loved the montage of his yoga lies again. The yoga stuff is amazing. Oh, just of anything to lie beautiful. About, the yoga stuff was amazing. We're going to talk to Lanisha now, because this was it. She was chips all in, pot committed, bet the house, the farm, everything on this couple. No, I'm just messing. But I want to hear what you have to say. Eminem, I want to hear what you have to say. But I want to toss this out too. And after anybody who wants to comment, please. Do we give Michael anything, even a little bit, at the end? To me, and I just thought of this now, his breakdown, do you think in this moment of, he kind of broke down on the couch, did he have a realization, I screwed this up, I did lie, all this, everything they're saying is right, and it's really, this is the ultimate bite me in the butt. Maybe he really thought everything was going to be okay and he was going to pull it out. Has he had some kind of realization, maybe? And maybe that's a good thing, that that's his learning going forward.
First, I would like to say I knew 1,000% they weren't going to make it.
Sure.
We're
going to roll back week one.
My most disappointing couple. But most definitely, I do believe that Michael, he felt it. Like, he saw all of that lying caught up to him. And I knew it. From his face, like, I'm glad that he owned up to it in his little interview. He said, like, yeah, like, I get what I put out there, and it was a little too late. Like, 2 days out of that 8 weeks, you had two good days. And honestly, I kind of feel like the experts. I feel scammed, okay? Because in the beginning, I did fall in love with who Michael said he was. And I really thought that them two could really work, even though Mika was like a little headstrong. I'm not gonna take that back. In the beginning, she was headstrong, and she was coming off a little bit like, girl, calm it down. Like, when she was picking on his place, when she was very quick to like yell at him. But I'm glad she learned from that, and I'm glad she progressed. Glad she evolved. She evolved to a blooming flower. And yes, there were definitely certain times in the show where she had the right to yell at him because he was lying like crazy. And even in this last episode, when he was saying how honest, he's been open and honest, I was just like, dang, this guy can't even be honest with himself. Yeah. And I honestly do believe like he does have a problem. Like, even Pastor Cal was trying to slide that in there. Like, do you think this is a habit? Do you think you might need help? Like, Pastor Cal, he's slick with his words. And I liked him in this episode, for real.
I mean, Pastor Cal was able to pick up on that. But FB in the live chat brought up a little interesting point that I want your opinion on, Lanisha. Said, no, the experts are supposed to see through that BS. They failed her. They need to do better research on participants. So through even this lying, do you think, like, they started to kind of get a little feeling like, come on, between him and Zach, shouldn't they have caught something like that head on?
Well, I think me and Michael, we talked about this, how they should have had an interview with, like, the family and stuff like that, not just interview the people themselves, because the people in general, whether they're a liar or not, like, they're gonna give you the best of them during the interview because they want to be on the show.
Pause this for a second. Cause I want to come back to this at the end, at the very end. I want to go around and I want all of us to say what we would like to see in the next season. So maybe I think that's part of that. How do we want to see the experts be better? So let's move on to Katie and Derek real quick. Okay. This annoyed me because Katie being wishy-washy, like, again, to me for no reason. And here's the main crux I want to say about them. We know they both say yes, but my immediate thought when Katie started saying, I see potential, but the emotional connection is not there and my heart's not into it and all this, I was thinking, how do you come back from that? As your husband, to hear your heart's not in this doesn't mean you're not in love with me. It means there's like nothing and you don't even really want to try. And there's no, what emotional connection do you actually want? At least the way they've edited it, it seems strong to, I think, at least the four of us and probably a lot of our friends who are watching us right now and watch this later. So that was really odd for me. And it left a bad taste in my mouth to the point where we'll see what happens next week if they're actually still together. Because I don't know, those are some words that I feel like you can't unhear. And TK, at least need to be addressed.
100% it needs to be addressed. And if I was Derek, I would have addressed it right then and there. Because at the end of the day, first of all, I was so hoping that he would say no. I'm a little disappointed in Derek. And I honestly wish that they would have made her go first. Because I feel like if she had to go first, what would this situation really have been like? Because it's almost like if she went first, like Derek, I feel like she was hoping that he'd go first regardless. Based on what he says, she'll let it ride. Like I feel like she'll just say, okay, if he's accepting of me, then I'll give it a shot. But when you say that there's no, her heart is not in it, that's 100% not the same as him at the beginning of the show, which let's all remember, she got upset when he said, I'm not sure if I can fall in love with you. I'm not sure if I can go there, but I'm interested to see. That's like the same thing, but hers is worse. After the journey, you now say that your heart is not in it. So 100% I would have addressed it. And even if I'm Derek, and after getting her response, I would have been like, you know what? I'm still not feeling like I feel like there's still things that we need to talk about. I'm not 100% sure because you're talking to me, and who says that he has to say he has to keep his yes? I was really disappointed.
Ken?
Katie, she dangles his imperfections over him all the time and calls him out. She never looks at herself or any of her, I said naughty earlier, we're going to give her the naughty behavior, naughty word too. She has a lot of naughty behavior, but I agree with you, TK. If it would have been different to see if Derek went first or if Katie went first, like let's switch it up even while she was talking, I'm just like, oh no, I'm not feeling it. And I agree with you on that as well, TK. Like, I'm like, Derek, you should have said no. Because I believe that there's...
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Better out there for him. She comes off to him as like a mother figure, and you're not doing this right, and you're not doing this right. Forget about what I'm doing wrong, but you're not doing this right. And he really wants to appease her. And it's a little like, let's direct that energy to somebody else. I don't know what will happen with them, and I just really don't see them even staying married for a very long time.
It's interesting that you say let's divert it to someone else, because I feel like the way that she's acting, she will. I never want to call someone out or like predict someone having an affair or whatever, because you know it can be a combination of so many things. Someone can be on the outside a piece of crap, or there could be some type of emotional trauma, or they could be like, there's so many. So I'm not calling it okay to do that 100% whatsoever. But I feel like that type of energy and those type of responses that she's given, it's almost like foreshadowing of, if you are this unhappy and you're not really seeing that much potential, like not that much oomph to try. I think Rose Monis in the chat agrees. She says Katie doesn't want Derek. She wants her ex, And I think she's been sexting, texting, calling, and or hooking up with her ex behind Derek's back. Mm-hmm. And I know we get a little bit of a little taste, and I know we'll talk about it. And we have to come back at least one more week to do the reunion. But
TK's putting it out there. We're doing the reunion. You got to do the reunion now. We weren't sure.
We have to. But he says something, and he says something about she admitted to an affair. Right. But we just don't know if that affair was with Ben or if that affair was from a previous relationship. Sure. So we'll see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, y'all already know how I feel about Katie. I 1000% agree with you guys. She makes me sick to my stomach. And this couple reminds me a lot of, if you guys, again, see Love is Blind, they remind me of Jessica and Mark, where Mark always let Jessica run all over him. And I'm just like, Derek, you are way too good for this lady. Like, I can't, he's just so positive-minded, really thinking like it's gonna work with Katie when she's just been doubtful from day one. And I totally agree with what everybody's saying in the chat, as far as she is definitely down for her ex. It has him in the back pocket. That's why she was trying to get out of it. But the experts kept pressuring her. So she's like, dang it, I can't get out of it. Now I got to be all nice and everything. But I'm so surprised that Derek didn't like listen to the words that were coming out of her mouth and actually say no. He deserves better than that. I'm surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if there weren't women in Derek's DMs right now saying, leave her, I can do better.
Of course there are. Of course there are. Absolutely. Yeah.
Not and just that. I think, you know, some women keep good men for the simple fact of not letting anyone else have them. So I feel like she's kind of a little bit doing that too. Like, she doesn't really want him, but she knows that, like, hey, you know what? This is a really good guy. I can't let him go. So let me just like hold on to him, because I don't want anybody else to have him, even though I don't necessarily 100% want him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, she just wants the benefits, because again, y'all, this man has put him on his insurance, man. He's taking care of her. He's always been bringing her. He's always been bringing something to the table. And then we always hear from her. What is he doing as far as like to create more passion, create a connection? No, Katie, what are you doing? Because I haven't seen you do nothing except complain.
I was going to say, you brought up Love is Blind, and at least Jessica let Mark off the hook and said, no, we're not getting married. At least she bounced out. Katie is stringing him along. And I guess, just like you guys said, we'll see next week. Real quick, because we want to do some next season predictions. Zach, Mandy, first of all, obviously we knew from last week, but kind of amazed they were even brought back. Right, by the experts. The case is kind of closed. They tried to surprise us or play a little trickery and edit it so they might be getting back together. But no, we get Mindy's completely, you know, separating was the best thing I've ever done. That's got to be a smack in your face no matter who you are. He straight up said, divorcing you was the best decision I've ever made in my life. And Zach really puts it to the experts. I don't believe him, but he really swears up and down that he didn't do this for television. I think that's maybe in the very beginning. No, never mind. 100% this was part of it. 100%. Which, quick tangent, is why I love the current Bachelor show so much. The Listen to Your Heart. They've done away with all the pretenses, because we know all of them are musicians and they all want recording contracts and they want fame for their music. We know that's a given, so they can just fall in love. All these other shows like this, we have to like, well, does Zach really want to be a fitness Instagram person and blah, blah, blah. He swears no. I think the experts aren't buying it. Lanisha, you buying it?
Heck no. I'm like Pastor Cal. That's why I said I liked him this episode, because he called him out.
Right.
And I'm so proud of Mindy. Like, she's just, I like that she sees the positive through this and talks about how she's grown and she's going to take every skill set and do what's best for her. I love how she walked in, how she sits. She's sitting with confidence and saying, like, you did not break me, sir. Right. I wanted to punch Zach, though, in the face, because he kept giving the smirk. And I'm just like, what are you smiling for? Like, and then when he had the audacity to say, I know what I could give other women, Do you really think women are gonna want stuff after this? You gonna get some trashy women after this, but I don't know if you're gonna get some really good, dedicated women who have actually seen you on this show. You're not gonna get them.
Basically, he and Brandon can get together and smirk at each other. TK?
I don't have much to say. The only thing, I really don't have any to say, but that I'm super proud of her, that she did not, that she didn't hold back, because she didn't, you know, I know the editing made us think one thing, but I'm super proud that she even feels her presence, her energy feels strong. Yeah. So I'm happy. I hope that she goes into her next relationship so successfully.
Slaying people. Ken?
Want Mindy to find a good man out here in these streets, and just to really date, enjoy it, have fun. She was sort of, I'll say, robbed of this experience with Zach, or I mean, it's still an experience, but just the person that she had just wasn't the one. But I love that she came in there with such confidence, because throughout this whole season, she just seemed so like, ooh, what's happening? What's going on here? So she walked in with that boldness, that confidence, and shut Zach down, and everything that he's still talking in circles and circles and more circles and ovals and squares and everything. Just
as we've seen the whole season.
He did at least say one thing in that circle. Is he finally admitted that when I'm not attracted, I'm not fully invested. I will quote, he said, I'm not invested into a relationship if I don't have those things, meaning physical attraction. So at least he said it.
I'm calling BS. I think even if he was physically attracted to somebody, I think eventually that would go away and he would find someone new to be attracted to. Like, the attention span's just not there.
Yeah, he definitely has not found what he wanted. I think, just like we said, Derek is going to have a bunch of ladies in his DMs. I think Mindy's going to have no problem. She's got to be flooded with really good dudes who want to take care of her. Guys, that's it. We made it through this season. You guys watching us, we love each and every one of you. Thank you for hanging out with us. Honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I'll speak for the three of my co-hosts here. It's definitely something really, really fun and awesome to look forward to come in every Thursday and talking with the four of us and talking with all you guys, especially in the quarantine. This kind of stuff makes us feel a little bit normal. So thanks for hanging out with us and making it worthwhile. Now, let's do this. I don't think we've done this before, and I've been hosting this for a few seasons now. What do we want to see? It's New Orleans next, right? It's New Orleans. The Big Easy, Drunk People on Bourbon Street. Let's go. What do we want to see? I'm going to start with Ken. What do we want to see different, new, whatever, from the next season of MAFS?
Shot.
Yeah.
No, definitely would like to see a little bit more space time with the experts and really get a little bit more of this background. Like, when they should have shown some interview footage, if they had it, with Michael, to say like, okay, where do you work? Oh, well, you know, I do yoga and I'm working. I got an interview coming up and some other things like this. So just to have that accountability with these people, like, we have to hold the people on the show accountable and also the experts. So a little bit more time with the experts to really find out how they put these people together.
I like it. TK?
I'm just going to shout out people in the chat. Lawrence Bullock, our super chat, says lie detectors,
he says. Yeah.
I also want to call out, it's Ray Ray says she wants to see genuine connection, and Brianna Douglas says go back to four couples, five is way too many. And new hosts, Crosby Taylor said, I guess he's tired of our faces. I don't know if that means
us?
Experts.
What?
I don't know. We'll digress. We won't even give it energy. But
well, you can never get rid of this face, but I do agree. I want to see a little bit more. I want to see the experts do a little bit more experts, less production as far as doing background checks. And I want to see them look in with the family more. I understand that they have the couples go with the family and they get to meet there, but I want to see the experts actually get to know the family, because you really get to know about somebody from the people who raised them and who they hang around with. So I want to see some of that. I would love to see a mixed couple. I think that would be nice. Like, I love mixed couples as well. So I want to see a little bit of everything, okay? Switch it up. And I definitely agree, 5 was way too much.
I don't think 5 is too much. I'm down with 5. I just think we need shorter episodes. I don't think we need 2 hours. 5 couples is fine, but I think we can condense it. What I would like to see that I don't know if they do or not, honestly, but if they do, I'd like to see it, is something that informs the physicality. Because I never blamed Zach for not being attracted to Mindy. That's fine. People aren't attracted to people all the time. It was that they are kind of forced into it when it was so obviously not his type. So it was kind of, to me, doomed from the beginning. So I'd like to see the physicality or the physical attractiveness be an essential part if they truly want to make these relationships work. With that, guys, I guess TK is committed to us coming back here next week. So
we have to. Did you see that reunion? Did you see the reunion?
I did, but I think they're just messed.
I don't care.
Okay.
I want to call people out.
It's in stone. We're coming back next week to do the reunion, and I want to be here anyway for you three and all of you friends watching us at home. Until next week, I suppose. Ken, where can our friends find you?
Kenneth Ware on all digital platforms.
We're going to do Lanisha last next week for the final 914. So, Lanisha, this week, where can they find you?
Well, you guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
TK?
You can find me, Takira Shabre, on Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabre, and in your comments.
Guys, once again, thank you so much for joining us here today. We appreciate it. My name is Mike Thieling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling. We'll see you at the reunion next week. Woo!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.